Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Houston's Eagle with Dean and Raj and Rick Springfield, Jesse's Girl. Coming up on the show, $1,000 Minute at 7:49. Before that, though, we should check out this new song that Kelly just told us about, which is an unreleased Billy Idol song.
From his Rebel Yell recording sessions in 1983. And Steve Stevens apparently heavy on guitar on this.
Yeah, that was the guy who always played with Billy Idol. And that was like a peak moment for him, The Rebel Yell album. So I'm interested to hear this. You always think with the unreleased songs, well, they didn't release them for a reason.
But that was a good album. It was packed. So maybe they just, you know, had to leave a good one.
Well, we'll see. We'll, as experts of this genre,
professional,
if I can use that word, we'll review this here in 15 minutes at about 20 after.
Let's do the birthday scam. We're going to call this woman.
She got involved in a fender bender at a drive-thru.
She exchanged information. She got his insurance company, and they were going to handle it all. So she thought, I'm going to call now, being his insurance company, saying that he's blaming her for the whole thing.
She's very aggravated by this.
This is Bonnie.
Bonnie, this is Larry Murphy. I'm with insurance.
Yes.
We're looking into this claim on the accident with the truck at the drive-thru.
Yes. The guy that backed into me.
Well, there's a little bit of a problem. Some of the information isn't lining up for us.
I don't understand. I pulled into the drive-thru at Burger. Mm-hmm. The gentleman was in a truck in front of me.
Right.
He wanted breakfast. I know this because this is what he told me.
Right.
They didn't have breakfast, so he decided to, because there were cars in front of him, to back out of the drive-thru, and I happened to, unfortunately, be behind him.
Most everything you said, he claims, is true, but that you just ran into him.
I did not run into him. I have witnesses.
Well, we've talked to some of the people around there. No one really seems to remember for sure, because they were all working. And
well, certainly. Well, no.
So it's basically your word against his, is what I see.
Okay, well, that's fine. People
now, as you know, most traffic situations, when there's a rear-end collision, it's usually the fault of the driver behind.
Are you telling me that your client's prepared to commit perjury? He's going to lie?
I've already talked to him, and now I'm talking to you, and then I'm going to have to make a decision.
Okay, well, I'm fully prepared to give a statement.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed that you've had a couple of tickets and accidents in the past.
I have had one accident in the past, that is correct, and three tickets, yes.
So clearly there's a pattern there of reckless driving.
I wouldn't call it reckless driving at all, and I don't think that anybody else evaluating the situation would term it as, or a category as, reckless driving.
Well, it certainly doesn't help you.
Well, you know what? I am fully
His prepared. Record was clean. I checked
well,
his, and
for him.
He had
you
never
what?
Had an accident.
The idiot backed up into me, okay?
Now we're name calling.
There. We're not name calling. I am identifying. You're categorizing me as a reckless driver. I'm categorizing him as an idiot. He backed up into me. I will not stand by and allow this man to lie. You can take my driving record and the driving record of every person that's ever driven in the history of this world.
I don't have the time for that. But
I did not let him know.
Okay, here's what he's claiming, so you know where we're at.
All right.
He wants reimbursement for lost wages, medical bills. He has suffered a back injury.
Oh, you've got to be kidding.
No,
oh, this is priceless. He realized that by claiming back injuries after he hit me.
Well, that's common when you're rear-ended.
No, it's not common when you're rear-ended. I didn't hit him. He hit me.
Your bumper hit his back bumper, so.
No. His back bumper went up on top of my bumper because he backed into me.
So you claim.
Well, yes, that is the truth. Now, what is your name, please?
Larry Murphy. Let me just ask you a couple more questions, and so we can get this all together.
Okay.
Were you drinking at the time?
This is going to be Dean and Raj. Oh, my God.
Are you on any kind of prescription medication?
My husband did this to me. I know he did.
yeah, he did.
Oh, my God. You guys are good. You know what? I'm standing here, and I'm going, wait a minute. This is so perfect for Dean and Raj. Oh, it's Dean and Raj. This is great.
Dean and Raj, mornings on Houston's Eagle.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.